Okay. I think we're holding almost a month in this sugya. We'll try today to the Kri Charos. Okay. So let's start again from the bottom of the Yutes Amud Beis. We have a machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon. If somebody washes their hands from the kiyor, kashkoch, somebody washes their hands from the kiyor, and then they have lina overnight, but they didn't have hesach hadas pashtus, right? They were doing avoid the whole night. Because if they had Hesach Hadas, then even Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon L'chayra would agree you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. So Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon says, L'oira, you don't have to do new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Rebbe says, you do have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And that was the Gemara, originally the Gemara called that Lina, right? Because the Gemara Shaila was, Lina, whether Lina is Paisel B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That was the whole premise of the Sugyan. Lina, whether Lina Paisel B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So it sounds like that's a Psul Lina that we're talking about. That's what it sounds like. So now the Gemara, the Gemara right away is Tzarachin. Because the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? The Gemara should say, according to Rebbe, there's something called a Psul Lina, like all Kachu. And according to Rav Shimon, there's no psalina. But the Gemara reads like this. The Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe. Right? The Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe. The Gemara says, Dichsiv Begishta. About 9 lines from the bottom of your Testament base. My time at the Rebbe. Dichsiv Begishta. It says Begishta. And the Mela, every morning it's called a new Gisha. It's a new Gisha to the Mizbech. Right? So L'char has nothing to do with Lina then. It's a new Gzeres HaKosov. Why are we even calling it Lina? It's a new din that every morning you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Elamite to start saying that that's Pshat and Pasuk. Mechtesa is Pshat and Pasuk. Mechtesa said that that's Pshat and Pasuk. My time with the Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon, dichsiv b'voyam. And boyam means a new beer. We'll see if there's a lamda shechilik or not a lamda shechilik, but Rebbe puts the emphasis on gisha. Every morning it's called a new gisha. You're going to the mizbech again. It's a fresh gisha. Pashtus because by kachim, the avoidus hayem starts in the morning. So every time you go to mizbech that day, it's a new gisha. Focusing on the avoidah. And Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon is focusing on the Bias Mikdash. Since you came into the Bias Mikdash and you were here the whole time, you didn't have a new entry, so you don't need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So L'chayra has nothing to do with Lina. Right? We started off with Lina. Right? Lina is a generic rule in Kachem, anything that's in a Klisharis, anything that gets Kedusha, Kedusha's Haguf, becomes possible Lina. What are you bringing me psukim from Bavoyam and Begishtam? That L'chari relates to the actual mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That according to Rebbe, you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim every day, no matter what. According to the Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon, it's a din in Bias Mikdash. Right? If you want to be brisk about it, you could say, according to Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon, it's a din in Bias Mikdash. And according to the Rebbe, it's a din in Ma'aseh Korbanos. You can even give it a brisker spin. Memela, according to Rebbe, that it's a din in Amaisa Korbanos. Every day it's a new gisha, it's a new avoida. It's a new avoida today. Mashenkin, according to Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Shimon, it's Alocha Bias Mikdash. B'voyom. So as long as I didn't leave the Mikdash, I wasn't Mesich Das on the Beis HaMikdash, I don't have to do a new Chutzit Direct line. So it has nothing to do with Lina. But we start off that has to do with Lina, and now the Gemara is going to go right that has to do with Lina. But now in the middle, the Gemara is going to this new concept. Zokti Gemara, and you need both, says the Gemara. What does each one do with the other? Zokti Gemara Vidoch. According to Rebbe, Nami Yaksiv Bavoya, so it's Mashmach Stolin coming into the Beis Hamikdash, you didn't have a new beer, you shouldn't have a new Kiddush HaMag Lion. Again, the Ganser Shaila is a propeller. It's a Psalina, right? The Gemara says no. Ikasa Begisha like Sibavoya, Hava Amina Kol Gisha Begisha. I would say every single Avoida is a new Gisha. Right? So that's why I need Bavoyam. Bavoyam broadens it. And says that as long as I'm still in the same day of Avoida, I don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The calendar day makes a difference. The Kotchum calendar. V'idoch Nami Yaksim Begishto. Because the Bavoyam Yaksim Begishto. Mal Amin Afil Abir Rekonis. I would say maybe Stam. Like we explained, it's a Dinah B'yas Migdosh. Maybe even if you come into B'yas Migdosh, you're not doing Avoida. Maybe also you need to do Rechitza. In the Kamash Malon, not. Says the Gemara, Ivok Sivul Shoris. Why do I need the Pasuk Begishto to say that if you come in without Avodah, you don't have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? That's already could be learned out of L'Shoris. By Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it says Klor L'Shoris. So L'Choy, that already tells you it's a din of Avodah. If there's no Avodah, the Gemara says, Elamai Begishto Miboyle Chavacha Bayankiv, Chavacha Bayankiv, Hakum Moedim. Everybody agrees, Bekiddush Sheni. Shulavu Shmekadosh, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen. Over here we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. You have to be Mekadosh when you're dressed. Don't mark up Begishto, Mishenu Mechusa L'Gisha. Bulvad, Yotzazer, Shem Mechusa L'Visha V'Gisha. So that Begishto is coming to teach you something else. It's teaching you that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to be Samuch L'Avoida. Can't be that you're not, you still have to do L'Visha before the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay. So that's the Adkan Devei Gemara. Grab on this dinner, we're going to go more into this later when we get to the end of the Masechta Kuf Beis, because it's not so posh that on a Bi'ur Eikonos, you don't have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It depends where you go on the Beis Hamikdash. Not so posh. Anyway, Tosis and Yuma says Klor, that if you go to the Heichal, it's only the Ulam. If you go to the Heichal, even without a Avoida, you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Vayis Dechoyis, there is a din of Bavoyam. There is a din of Bavoyim that coming into the Beis Hamikdash to a certain place requires Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But obviously the Gemara here is not talking, the Gemara here is talking about the Bi'ur Eikonos, the Gemara is talking about the Mizbeach, not to the Heichal. Okay, fine, that's the Gemara. Mechas Chinuch holds even Chayv Misa according to Tosfos. If you go without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim into the Heichal. Okay, anyway. Zoch the Gemara, Lahakti Isha Lomoli. So what do I need L'Hakter Isha? I already have L'Sharis. I already have the L'Geshes. I have everything here. What do I need L'Hakter? Ma'u de Tema, here's what we were schwitzing on last week. Ma'u de Tema, I need to have L'Mak for Kapore. Dafke, when do you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Dafke, avoid the Mak for Kapore. Avol avoid the Mak for Kapore. Loi, Kamash Malon. So here's where we got stuck. Right, we had the Shita Mekubetzes is Kasha. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, the top one, Aleph, so we had the Shita is Kasha that L'Choira, why would I think it's only Ma'akiv for an Avoida? That's Ma'akiv the Kapora. We learn out of Big Day Kahuna. And Big Day Kahuna is Ma'akiv for everything. Even Haktoros Chalovim Ve'Vorim. You need to have Big Day Kuna. Right? So once there's an equation from the Kiyar, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, to Big Day Kuna, to have the same halachas. So the Shita says a strange thing here. For Zok the Shita, Zok the Shita, Oma Moiri, the Hodi Alfino Chuka Chuka Mechuzu Begodim, Heinuling in Hecha, the Tzorach Kiddush Yichalo. That's his thing. In Loi Kiddush. So basically, Shita is saying like this. Avada, if a kohen walks in Beis Hamikdash fresh for the day, Avada, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for everything. Any Avada. Why? Because we learn out of Big Day Kuna. It's just like Big Day Kuna is Ma'akev. For anything. Any Avada. So too Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Ma'akev. But here we're talking about a different thing. Here we're talking about where you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. And you woke me to Makrif Kol HaLaila. Right? And now you woke up in the morning. You didn't wake up. You were doing Avodah the whole time. Now you're coming to do a Gisha Chadasha. According to Rav Lev Shimon, you don't even need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. Elamai, according to Rebbe, you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. Maybe you only need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim for something that's not Makrif, that's Makrif Kapuch. As if I state the Shita. It's a new day. So it comes out very strange here. Again, it's really going back to the same kashrus that we're having from the beginning, which is, why exactly, according to Rebbe, do you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim in the morning? We start off Psulina. Then we had these Psukim of Begishtam. Kisha Chadosha. Right? The Gemara is going to continue and call it Vaita Psulina. So, that's a big question mark on the whole sugi, which the Achronim are not really aimed much on, which is why where did Begishtam come in here? Bevoyam Begishtam, it's Psulina. Either there is a Psulina or there's not a Psulina.
Begishtam tells you when Psulina starts.
Who says it's Psulina?
Maybe who
says? Who says that it's a Psulina? Who says? That's all. I'm just saying. I'm trying to act. I'm trying to be a Tomim. Right? Who says that it's a Psulina? Once you're telling me that it's based on Psukim, and Gishtom means every day is a new Gishi, you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. And Rebbe Elazar Shimon says, no, before Yom. So what's forcing you to say it has anything in the world to do with Lina? It doesn't.
But it does because of the pasuk.
Has nothing to do with that.
No,
everybody agrees. Rabbi Yossi, everybody agrees that if somebody leaves the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. 1 second. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. You know why? Because there's a new Bavoyim. You have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. Not because there's a Psulina. Not because there's a Psulina. So the Torah gives us the guidelines when you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Rogliim. According to Rebbe, the Torah's guideline was Gisha, and that's Machayev every day, a new one. And according to Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, it's Bavoya. So I'm asking very simple, what in the world does it have to do with Lina? No, there's no sir, and there's 20 different things that have nothing to do with Lina. You can have expiration with nothing to do. Lina is actually, that. This is what I mentioned last week, and I hope the Olam looked up the Maamar Kaimus I gave. But Lina is confusing, because it's not Bechlal clear how Lina even has Shaykh has Tar Sugya. Did anybody come up with a pshat in that? The Gemara says Klor and me. There's two Sugyas. Is that Mi'il Daf Tes and Shu'is Daf Yud Aleph, and in both of those sugis, it's clear that Lina is a psul in Mitzis. It's not an expiration. Precisely not like Yossi is saying. It's not that Alois HaShachar comes down, there's expiration. No. By Torah, there's no psul Lina. The Gemara says in Shu'is that the reason why there's no psul Lina by Torah is because there's no Ibritzur. Right? There's no Ibritzur. And if you go through the Psugis and Psochem, on Ayin Dalet, you see clear the same thing. Lina is Ibritzur. That means Kodshim, that don't have a Psul Aguf, and you have to wait for Ibritzur, for it to change before you burn it. What do you wait for? Lina. Because Lina makes it, makes the tzura change. That's taich. In as the Rishonim make an analogy, and we brought this down in Yeridaya, the Rishonim use linas kodshim for nois and tam lufgam by Yeridaya. That overnight it gets there, something changes physically. And if I have a type of kodshim that doesn't change, kegoin k'toyres, Even though it was the Scottish Piklisharis, doesn't become possible. And the Gemara says, Klar. The Gemara says, why is Ktiris not become possible? Adayin Surasa Yolov. Gemara says it black and white. The Gemara says, what's the reason why Ktiris is not? Loy Nifsa Zok the Gemara. Hoyil Vitsurasa Kalashana. Hoyil Vitsurasa Kalashana Zok Rashi. Eino Nishtanis Mariso. Hilkoch Afal Gav the Kedusha Zagufi. Loy Mifsila Delina. Delina. Right? So it's not, yes, it's not an expiration. It's a Mitzias change. Something changes. And that's why by Kotchim it doesn't change. Adarabba. Kiddush Yadayim V'Regliyim is much easier to understand if you don't connect it to Lina. Lina just makes us confused. That's why Zev is saying it's also very difficult. In other words, like this is very nice and pretty. Begishtam B'Voyim. Those are Kotchim concepts. And that we can understand. You wash your hands. So one opinion says every time you come in you need a new. That's B'Voyim. Right? And if, as long as you stay in Beis HaMikdash overnight, you don't need a new one. I understand. And the other opinion says, no, begishtam. That's klar. Once you throw lina, now I have to start scratching my head and going, I don't understand. Lina? Who? What's lina? Nothing changed. Nothing got ruined. Nothing. What are you talking about? It's like Chinese. You had psukim that actually, I could explain beautifully. And now you throw in lina, like as though we're missing something, you're trying to explain it, and by doing that, it's a monkey wrench. Because now I don't understand what's going on with Bechlal.
So if we said
that
the Gemara is using the term would that make this something easier for us?
The Gemara is throwing out a concept. The Gemara is throwing out a concept that's making it more difficult to understand. Is that what you're saying? I have no problem. Is that what you're saying? Thinking, why not make it a little more confused? Why not? You're learning the sugya for 4 weeks. Let's get you a little more confused. Throw something else out. You're about to go weiter. Pfft, Lina. Okay, have fun. Begishtam or Bavayam? Rebbe holds it's totally in Begishtam. Why does, in what, I, that's what I'm, that's where you're getting me very confused. In what way in the world, every time you change the Big Day Kahuna, you need to do a new, every time you change the Big Day Kahuna, you need to do new Kiddush Yadayim V'Regliyim. Does anybody call that Lina?
No, because
no, you know why? Why should you?
Because it doesn't always happen at the same time and frequency as Lina. That's what
Rebbe is saying. We don't call Nicer Lina. Nicer is the most time, but Nicer is not called Lina. But Nicer is not called Lina. The something which is a heft of time is not called Lina. It's mind-boggling. And to make it even more complicated is that as we went on in the sugya, the Gemara says that if you wash your hands for Trumas Hadeshen, even before Alois Hashacha, then maybe there is no Psul Lina. Because it's Tchilas Avodah Shel Yoyim. So actually, it doesn't automatically have to do with the daylight. So it's mamish like drain a cup. Mamish drain a cup. But, and to make it even more complicated, this sheet, what the sheet is telling us, which Lachar is the simple way to learn the Gemara, which is that the Gemara now is only analyzing if you washed your hands already the night before, then maybe you don't have to wash it again for an Avodah, that's not Ma'akav Kapar. Okay? So, without throwing in the phraseology, Psulina, I could read it. In other words, the way it reads is like this. Bevoyom, there's a din to wash hands every time you come in the Beis HaMikdash. There's another pasuk begishtam. Okay? If you want the Beis HaMikdash overnight, there's no new Bevoyom. So you're, even according to Rebbe, only chayiv als begishtam. And begishtam is only an avoy that's Ma'akav Kapar. Okay? So at least I could read it. At least I can give it daf yomish. It reads, okay. In other words, that's the shock of the Gemara. The reason why I need Lasharis is because I would think that this new din of Begishtam is only for Avodat Makav Kapara. Something that's not Makav Kapara, you could still rely on the Bavoyom that I did the night before. Okay, so it works. But Yossi, once you throw in Psalina, now I'm just totally falling apart. Psalina means that somehow the Rechitza of yesterday got disqualified. So how does it work for Avodah Shein Mak for Kapala? You know what I'm saying? So in all fronts, Lina just made me... You got what I'm saying? Because now the Gemara is saying it's like a hybrid, according to the Shita. The Rechitza you did the night before, you didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. That works for an Avodah Shein Mak of Kapala. I need a new pasuk to tell me no. Right? But avoid the ma'akva kapara, that you do have to wash your hands. What's going on? The teretz is, because there is no psalina. And the only thing is there's a new obligation to wash your hands. And there's only a new obligation to wash your hands regarding an avoid the ma'akva kapara. Avoid it's not ma'akva kapara. You could rely on yesterday's netilah. Good. But no. You have to give it to me, right? Psalina. Yesterday's netila got puzzled. So now you have to tell me, well, there was a psulina lagabe. I've already said about the kapara, but there was no. Show me such a thing against kachim. That's like Chinese, broken Chinese. That there's a psulina for an aveda that's not mark of kapara, for mark of kapara. But aveda that's not mark of kapara, there's no psulina. So it's just the whole thing, Meresh of Ad Gemira, is a tzorachi and tuva. Okay, says the Gemara, Kiyos Ravdimi, Om Rabbi Yechon Boi Yilfer. L'divrei Mer, Ein Lina Moyel Spekini Shadayim V'Raglayim. Again, now we're back to Lina. Right? Lina doesn't work by Kini Shadayim V'Raglayim. Make here, Ma'ushi Yifsilu B'Lina. What about the make here? So Rashi's Masber, that the make here, the Hava Amina would be that the Mekir is better than Yadayim, because the Mekir, the water is here. The water you washed on your hands, that's gone. There's nothing to become possible in it. Right? I wash my hands, now the water is gone. So there, that's why there's no Psul in it. Right? Again, you'll see, stressing the fact that it's a Psul, it's a Chalois Psul in it. And that's why there's nothing for it to be chal on. There's nothing. The reason why there's no psalina is because there's nothing for it to be chal on. It's not an expiration. That there's nothing for the psalina to be chal on. By shaking the water in the kiyar, there is a psalina. That's the Gemara's tzad. Now this is also very shver, because the water in the kiyar b'chal not so poshut that has kedushas aguf. The brisker of shita is that make here do not have kedushas aguf. That's a shita in Gan's culture. Brisker of holds that the water in the kir does not have kedushas aguf. Period. Why? Because he says since it's meant for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for hanaas hakohen, and it's meant for mei soita, for the soita to drink, and it's memela, he says, that there's no kedushas haguf on the mayim. There's no kedushas haguf. Some even hold there's no meila on the mekir. There's no even meila on the water in the klisharis. So clearly, I mean, the Aviezvi very stark, the Rav Shach strongly disagrees with the Briskerov. From Asugya is one of the Echachas. He holds that how could there be a psulina? The psulina is based on kedushas haguf. Rashi explains in many places, psulina is, once it's niskadosh in the klisharis, it gets kedushas haguf. And now it could become possible in it. Huh?
What's the kachim? The kain eats it and has kedushas haguf.
That's a poshut. Mi'ila pops off, right? That's kachim Hashem. Once you mata the boss of achilas kainim, the kedusha dissipates. And there's no mi'ila on that. It's not kachim Hashem. But anyway, this is what the brisker is, the machloikas between the brisker Rav and Rav Shach, Zichron Tzadikim Livrocha, if the water in the kir even has kedushas haguf. Okay? According to Briskrov, it does not. So Bechlal not Poshet, why there would be a Psolina on the water inside. Who?
The first part of the mud, this shayla here would make the second shayla in the
Nina. Yes and no. Yes and no, because the Gemara is saying, L'divrei ho'oimer. The Gemara seems to be saying, although there's a machlokes achronim in the Tzion Kedoshim, the Gemara seems to be saying that L'divrei ho'oimer ein lino pelselos biyadayim. We have such a shayla. The Gemara's mashma, L'divrei ho'oimer lino pelselos biyadayim, zichr mekir becomes possible. You know what I'm saying? The Briskerov is machadish that the water in the kir gets kedusha, not kedusha zaguf, but it gets kedusha for rechitzas yadayim, and therefore he says if the rechitzas yadayim has to be done every day again, according to Rebbe, so now the kedusha is on that premise. The kedusha of the water in the kir is on that premise, and the mele chaycha psulina. You understand? In other words, it's as though the water is designated for a new use every day. That's how the Briskerov understands. Almost like a hazmona, according to the Briskerov. Meaning, the water in the kir is designated for the hands of the Kohanim. If the hands of the Kohanim have to be washed every day, no matter what. So then its designation has in it that halacha, that overnight it's going to become possible. That's how the Briskerov understands why L'divrei ho'oimer, meaning if you hold you need a new washing every day no matter what, so then the water becomes designated as a something that requires renewal, and memela it's going to become possible in it. Exactly. Well, I don't know. See, Rashi is very strange, because Rashi says, L'divrei ha'oimer ein lina moyelos b'kiddush yadayim v'glayim. Rashi says, why not? Because the water is already absorbed. Right? It's mashma from Rashi that the opinion who says that it is possible lina doesn't bother him that the water is absorbed. And if you look at the Tzion Kedoshim over here, he teaches that that's good for Rebbe Shita. Rebbe holds, even though the water is absorbed in the hand, it does become possible.
The hand. No,
the water. That's cool for what the Tzion Kedoshim says. That L'divrei ho'oimer lina mayelos b'kiddush yadayim v'reglayim, avada becomes possible in the kir. Why? Because it's always the water of the kir that's becoming possible. When it's on your hands, Rebbe is mechadesh that even though it's absorbed, becomes possible. The water.
The water
is in your... It's not... What do you mean gone? You're a medic. You're a medic. What?
Some
of it is absorbed. The hydration. You can explain it to me. You're the one who should give the shear. On many things, but on this part for sure. Well, my say, the water... The Tzion Kedoshim is saying that according to Rebbe, even though the water is not visible... It's wherever it went into the body. Kol mokim shehu, it becomes possible lina. And that's the Gemara. That Rebbe taka holds his psulina, zikha the water of the kir, which is sitting here. Zikha possible lina. It's always the water that's becoming possible. That's how he understands the Kal v'chomer. The water is becoming possible. So L'divrei Rebbe, who holds that even the water that's not visible, zikha the water that's in the kir. But according to the Chachamim, according to Elazar Rav Shimon, he taka holds, Rashi says, he holds there's no psulina zok there because there's ein al malochel, that's Rashi's lashon. Ein al malochel, right, that's what he says. The loidomi l'kiddush yadayim, shamayim nigvu, the ein alino al milochel, zok to Rashi. That the reason why Elazar Rav Shimon holds the hands don't become possible lina is because the water is already absorbed and there's nothing on what for the psul lina to be chal on because the water is not here. That's how Rashi is explaining it. Means, and Rashi says, therefore, the water in the kiyah, that could be kampas, belina, the actual water. That's how he understands. And he says, why not? He says, because shamayim kvar nigvu. Okay. Zok the Gemara, ki yasachov, no mavim, yom avrami, yom abyechanan. Hoda poshet ulfe, ke machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. It's the same machlekes. Omu ufon avitru bavis, the Rebbe, ato imakein. Och yom avrami, yom abyechanan, mishmei di ulfe, ki yushol ishikim ibev, mekarish menu, eslav hodis laylo, lomochen mekarish. Lomochen mekarish, lotzorich ligdush, yedul meifsel. V'loi poshet lo. And ma, ka poshet lo mifshet, you're holding that stock, it doesn't become possible ina. Toshma, it says in the Mishnah in Yuma that Ben Kotnos Shnei Mosadad Lekiyah for us a Muchni Lekiyah. He made a pulley system. He made a pulley system to the Kiyah. The Machlokes we showed him how to learn whether it went down to the Mayan or there was water around it. Water around the Kiyah on the outside that came into contact with it. Zokdeh Shelo Yumei of the Solom Belina. So you see clearly that there's a Psalina. My love was Rav Shimoni. Loi, Rabbi, it's going like Rabbi. Ena Chanami, according to Elazar Rav Shimon, there's no psul lina. In fact, it's fasemes. What do you mean? Elazar Rav Shimon holds that there wasn't a muchni lakir. There's a matzias. There was a muchni lakir. The muchni lakir was that the water shouldn't become possible lina. So Gemara is saying, well, that mishnah is going like Rabbi. Oh, you mean there wasn't a muchni lakir? There was a muchni lakir. That's a matzias. So according to Rav Shimon, al kochach, you have to say that, but according to Rav Shimon, there was a different reason. You can't say there wasn't a muchni. You have to say there was a different reason. But the Sfasemis says the kasha. He says, I don't understand. So the Sfasemis by us, he says, the kasha is okta. He says, I don't understand what's going on here, okta. I feel my brace also I leave the Rebbe. The Rebbe Leza machshe mekir shalano. Zog to him Cain, lomo behemes osu muchne. Why bechlal did they make a muchne? The Aviezer of Shach has an interesting pshat. He learns that there's still a maila in Mayim that's fresh. In other words, the Bryce is learning that Ben Cotton came and he made this thing to be machshir the water. That's talk only going according to Rebbe. Right? But even according to Elazar Rav Shimon, there's a mile in water that wasn't overnight. There was no lean on the water. There's a mile to that water. And the mele was lemitzvah. That's how Rav Shach understands. It wasn't likuvah. Avada, he has to agree there's a mile. Otherwise, why did Ben Cotton, why did he do it for? Echtes to do it. That's what Rav Shach wants to say. Anyway, the Gemara says like this. Midrash of Elazar Rav Shimon say phenomenal Elazar Rav Shimon. How can you say it's going like Rebbe? How do we know the Rashi is Rav Shimon? Because we see where the Kohen was standing. It says, Boli Kohen, the Kohen Gadol came on Yom Kippur to Porei, and the Porei was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and it was Rosh Ludorim upon of Lamarav. And why, where was he standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Man Shamalei Ben Uzbech Tzofa in Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. The Tanya is Yitzofa, Mikir Mizbech Tzfaini, Vat Kosa Lazar Tzfaini. Kenegah comes back, Kulay Tzofa, and the Rebbe Yaisi Rebbe Yudah. Elazar Rav Shimon, Moise Ben Ulam, Lum Mizbech. So he held, it was over there. Rebbe Moise, Vat Mokam Drisus Ragli, Akoyin, and Mokam Drisus Ragli, so it was also called Tzofa. Avlam, the Khalifa is all of them, Akum Moidim Shapasa. From the Khalifa, it was a Chapasa. That's already not called Tzofa. Says the Gemara, but Tiz Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, who says Rebbe Elazar Shimon? And not Rebbe? Hash the Rebbe and Rebbe say, Ayyidim Maisiv, Father Rebbe Zimran Loi Maisiv. Rebbe holds even more tzofen than Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. He broadens it. Ananach Yomni Sakadai, the Rebbe, Loik Moi Bimokam Dizragli Akoyen, Mokam Dizragli Yisro. Why would you bring the par between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Mashma only over there is tzofen. Says the Gemara, no. Elamai, Rebbe Rav Shimon, Loik Moi Mikim Mizbeach Tzvaini, Akoyen, Sazar Tzvaini, bring it. Further, you don't want to matrich the kengol. Because we have no raya, so we could say it's really going like Rebbe. We're back to our original thing, And according to Rebbe, there's a psulina. And according to Rebbe Rav Shimon, there's no psulina. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kidosh Yodav Raglo V'Tumus HaDeshen, L'mocho, Einoy Tzorech L'Kadesh, Shekvar Kidesh P'Tchilas HaVoida. Okay? When is this Tchilas HaVoida? Obviously here we're talking about you Makadesh before Alois HaShachar. Even though there's a machloikas rishonim, when is the zman of Aroma Sadesh? There's a big machloikas rishonim. If Aroma Sadesh is done before Alois HaShachar or after Alois HaShachar. The Rambam Grad and Perek Beis and Tamid Musafim paskins that it's after Alois HaShachar, before the Nates. But it's after Alois HaShachar. Now, even according to the Rambam, you have to learn our Gemara, the Keren Oris as a Klor. He says that according to the Rambam, you have to learn that the washing was done before the Alois HaShachar. The Aroma Sadeshen was done right after. But the washing for the Aroma Sadeshen, that was done before the Alois HaShachar. That's when they come. The question is, when did they act? Right, that's what he's saying. That's what the Keren Oris is saying. The Keren Oris is saying that even if you hold that the Aroma Sadeshen was done after, the Kiddush Yadayim was done before. See, Zokta Azeh, Ein Yitzorach L'Kadosh Shekvar Kiddush B'Tchilas HaAvodah. So Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan now is saying like this. He's saying there is a psulina, but there's not a psulina. If you washed your hands, Fractoris, Evorim, then in the morning you have to do it again. Because it became possible in it. But if you did it for Trumas HaDeshen, that's the Tchilas HaAvodah Shel Yoyim. And for that, there's no problem. To which the Gemara asks, so now it's like this. Kolzman, we're learning it's Begishtam. So now we can understand this very well. Because the Begishtam goes by the Avodas HaYoyim. It's not based on the day. It's the Avodah of the day. So in other words, then we can understand that if the Aroma Sadeshen is called Tchilas HaVoidah Shel Yoyim, that's sufficient to say there's no problem. But if you learn it's a psulina, then it's based on the clock. Then, l'chor, it's based on the clock. It's based on Alois HaShachar. In other words, you got what I'm saying? If the emphasis is Avoidah Begishtam, then it makes sense that it goes by the Tchilas HaVoidah Shel Yoyim. And therefore, the Aroma Sadeshen is enough part of the next day that you don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim for Glayit. But if you learn it's a Psul Lina, so Lina has a very rigid perimeter, and that is Alois HaShachar. Once it comes to Alois HaShachar, Psul Lina. Right? That's what should be. That's what should be. So, I mean, Rabbi Aryeh Leib in Simen Yud Aleph, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malan, has a beautiful piece on Mekir and the whole idea. And he basically really analyzes this point, whether when a Kohen washes his hands from Mekir, is it a machsher in him, or is it a machsher in the Avodah? In other words, what's the emphasis? Is it a machsher in him, or is it a machsher in Avodah? He goes on to explain, if it's a machsher in him, then it could be a separate mitzvah. If it's a machsher in avoid, it's part of the avoid. If you remember, we had a machloikis Rambam and the Ramban, where you count levishas begodim as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs counts the koyin wearing begodim as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, not the Ramban. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam, does not count levishas begodim as a separate mitzvah. He says that's part of the avodah. You can't do avodah without wearing begodim. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's a hechsher avodah. You want to do avodah, you have to wear big day kuna. When it comes to mekiyor, over there again, the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. And over there, hoy deloy Ramban. The Ramban is maskim. And Rabbi Yalei Malin uses this nekuda to explain. He says that the Rechitzas Yadayim Verglayim is a separate halacha. It's not just Machshir Favoida. That's one thing. That's a big day kuna according to the Ramban. But by Kiyor, it's a separate mock, it's a separate din on the gavra of the Kohen to wash his hands from the Kiyor. That's a separate mitzvah. And that's why the Ramban wasn't masik on the Rambam. Other rabbis maskim to the Rambam that make Kiyor is a separate mitzvah. That's how he understands it. Huh? The fact that the korban is posel, that's another halach, meaning chukah. We have a separate posel that teaches you that if you don't do this mitzvah, avoid is posel. Just because something is separate mitzvah doesn't mean it doesn't posel avoid. The question is it only a hechsher avoid? Is it also a mitzvah? Everybody's agreeing that it's, once we have the posel of chukah, we know it posels avoid. We learned that from Bidei Kuna. But Yechapar Rabari Leib is saying, is it only a big day kohuna dika halacha? Or is it a separate mitzvah? See, he's saying that here, even the Ramban agrees that it's a separate mitzvah. That's how he understands it. So, L'chaira, if we're going to emphasize it, mitzvahs kiddush daim v'raglayim, al tavoida, and then it makes sense, you say, this is the tchilus avoida shol yayim. So now it's good, for this it's good. But if you learn it's a psulina, So this, I'm just telling you, it's vayter raya from the way the Gemara goes now, that the Gemara understood that till now we're dealing mamish with a psulina. Because l'chaira, Rabbi Yechanan explained himself. The reason why you don't need a new rechitza yadayim is because you already did rechitza for today's avoida. It's not a new begishtam. If you do rechitza for the evarim and pedorim, that's yesterday's avoida. If you do rechitza for the haromas adeshim, that's the tchil of today's avodah. Rabbi Yechon already explained that. So we shouldn't have a problem. But the Gemara says, what's going on? Who's this going like, frek the Gemara? Laman, ila rabbi, oma psalina. So you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara understood, by another way, Yossi, to this, that's mamish a psalina. It's a psalina. Lina is based on always a shaka. So what does our Amos Adeshin have to do? Om Abaye Loilom L'Rebbe. Staka going L'Rebbe. But what? Lina the Rabbonin. Wow. Lina the Rabbonin. The ganze Sache the Rabbonin. And since it's only the Rabbanon, that's okay. Only the Rabbanon. We had psukim. We had droshes. Begishtam, bevoyam. What does it mean, the Rabbanon? What's going on here? What does it even mean? What's meant, the Rabbanon? Rashi, one second, look at Rashi. Rashi also says that the reason why it's really Sefer Rebbe She'ein Psulina Menatoeva Elach Mid Rabbona, and the whole thing is Shalay Yizalzulu Belinas Meikio. Very strange. Zok the Gemara Velina the Rabbanon says the Gemara Moi the Rebbe the Mekoyes Hagev about Safra Loi possible Velina. Possible what the Gemara is saying is that for, during this Tkufa, this the Rabbanon the Gedin, there's no Psulina. Rav Omar, really, it's called Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimoni. The Rav Rabbi Yechon and Dvorav Betchilas Avoida Veloi Besef Avoida. Okay. Now the Gemara goes to the Mishnah and Tomid, Roach of Sheyorat, Rots of Kitchudim Regalim. Gemara brings a raya from that Mishnah and Tomid to this Shaila. Abaye, Michael Maka Rebbe, my dear request, I got a tafel like Pasamina, it's going like Rebbe. It was somebody you need it for, and the Gemara says, over there, Loyalam Rav Shimon, Vahoka Bekana Chadati. It's new Kohanim, they're starting a new Avodah for the day, it's new Kohanim, and therefore they need a new, the Mishnah and Tomid is still my new Kohanim, they need a new Kiddush Adayim. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, so let's try to put this shtickel together, this puzzle. So we had also a very difficult Rambam. You recall, the Rambam used two Lashonos by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. I'll read you both Rambams. Perakei Halacha Ches and Bias Mikdash. Should have been in 2 weeks ago, I think. But anyway, the Rambam says like this: Kideish Yodov Hayoim Tzorich Lachzo Ulekadeish Lomocho. Zokte the Rambam: if you mekadesh Yadayim today, you have to be mekadesh again tomorrow. Zokte, why? Af al pi shelo yoshoin kol halacha, even though you didn't sleep. The Rambam, Shahayodayim nifolois belina. The Rambam baskins like Rebbe. If you makadish yodayim belila, even though you didn't sleep, you have to wash your hands again in the morning. So the Rambam clear, Shahayodayim nifolois belina. Which Devina Ozel says, Klor, you see from the Rambam's lotion, it's a derais. It's psulina. But then the Rambam gives us a second case. Kideish balayla, the chor is the same case, but a variation. Vikne chalovim kol alayla, tzorech lachzo ulekadeish bayoim laavoidas hayoim. A new lashon. The Rambam seems to be saying like this. There's three levels. One level, a person washed his hands and he went to sleep, or he left the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody agrees, you need new, now it's a new bavoyim, it's a new, that's no question. That the Rambam is not even talking about. But then the Rambam says there's two other examples. L'chore, they're the same. But you can't read the Rambam without detecting that he's saying there's a difference. The Rambam says, there's kiddush yodav v'ragel v'layla v'lo yashan. You up, and you were aware, you weren't mesich das. So the Rambam, you still need a new netila. Shayodayim nifsolois belina. You're dealing with possible hands. Shayodayim, does the Rambam. Shayodayim nifsolois belina. No, possible belina. Now, that's number one. Now, next case. Kiddush balayla. V'hikneh chalovim kol alayla. Tzorich lachzo ulekadesh bayoim. Here's a case where not only you weren't mesich das, but you did avoid it the whole time. Zochta b'lecharad, doing avoid it the whole time is just the way that you're not mesich das. What new is it accomplishing? But the Rambam says, no, but I'm just saying it's no different than the guy who was up the whole night thinking about his hands. Zochta Rambam, Tzorich lachzo ulekadesh bayoim la'avoid asaya. Does Dr. Rambam, but here the Rambam is not mashman, it's a psulina. Tzorich lachzo ulekadesh bayoim la'avoid asaya. Now you have to go be mekadesh again. La'avoid asaya. Does Dr.
Why do you watch in the first
case? Just to walk around? Who? No. Devarim. But then you took a break. You weren't busy with Devarim all night. You wash your hands 10 o'clock at night. Evorim, you're busy with Evorim. 11 o'clock, you finish with Evorim. But you say, you know what, I'm hanging out for tomorrow's Avodah. And you stay up the whole night. So, Dr. Rambam, your hands became possible in it.
Why did he say you wash right to a chalom in the first case also? He said, it's time, you wash. Only in the second case, he said,
no. He's talking about all, because the first case is talking about all cases. Could have been Mekadosh's hands for the menorah. Could have been it's not Dafka when. The point is, he was Mekadosh's hands, he was up all night, he didn't go to sleep, he didn't leave the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So I'm going to tell you, Rabbi, it's a Chiddush, but it's really, I hold Pasha Pshat in the Sugya, because when you go through Psalina, you realize that there's no other way to learn. Psulina has to be, as we said from the get-go, Psulina has to be that something happened. Something became Kali. That is the Taich Psulina. Psulina means something happened. Something got distorted. Something got deteriorated. That's, and Fakert, even if you have Kedushas Haguf Mamish, if there was no deterioration, like the Ketores, it stays kosher. So the whole sugya, Meresh of Ad Gemira, is Tzorachi and Gadol, how there could be a Psulina. What's Shayach Bechlal Psulina? And especially, the Gemara didn't need it to begin with. We had Pesukim. For some reason, like Yossi was saying, the Gemara was trying to give us clarity with Psulina. But the Psulina, L'chora, made it more shver. Didn't give us clarity, it made it more shver. So I want to tell you what I think, again, I think is, it's Pasha Pshat, how you have to learn, I think, the sugya. It's like this. No, Gemara of Lina Moyelas Pekidish Yudayim Verglayim. Right? That's Mamish, L'chore, that's Mamish to Shiloh of the Gemara. So I want to explain to you like this. We were Masbir when we started the Sugya to begin with, that there are really two elements of Kiddush Yudayim Verglayim. One element of Kiddush Yudayim Verglayim is it's Machshir the Koyen to do Avodah. Right? Just like Big Day Kun is Machshir the Koyen. Okay? The Mekir is Machshir the Koyen. And that's we had from the Mishnah, Tometak Elavi, that Mishnah, that they had to do Rechitza even before they won, to win the Goyro. They had to be dedicated, they had to wear Begodim to be able to win the Goyro. You have to be dedicated, because you need to be Roy in the Parasha to do Avoid. Right? So the Mekir made the Koyen Mizuman to do Avoid. Right? That's number one. Number two. If a Koyen does Avoida, Mechusa Kiddush Yudayim Verglayim, it's felt Avoida. It's like you do Avoida. It's like Kilu Yatome. In other words, there's something lacking now in the Avoida. It's two things. Number one, you're not Roy, just like without Big Day Kuna, you're not Roy to do Avoida. You're not Roy to do Avoida. You're not designated to do Avoida without Kiddush Yudayim Verglayim. Number two, there's a chesaron in the avoider if the avoider is done without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Every avoider be'etzim needs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Every avoider needs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It's only the only thing is that if you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the morning, it stays. It's with you. It's not that I don't need it anymore. You need it, but it stays with you. It doesn't go away. And that's the whole Rabbi Leib's chakira. Really, they're both true. And that's how we explain why there's a Havamina. The Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol wouldn't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Because he's always Mezuman L'Avodah. Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be Mamunah to do Avodah. The Halach is that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we had the whole Sugya, the beginning of the Sugya, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is not Ma'akiv on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. Havamina was even the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, if you remember. We were struggling with that. But for sure, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the whole day for the Kohen Gadol, that's not Ma'akev. And we explain, because the Kohen Gadol is already exclusive. And when the Rambam brings down the din, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Ma'akev, he says, Bein L'Kohen Hedit, U'Bein L'Kohen Gadol, Achidish, that even the Kohen Gadol needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Right. Now, everybody agrees that without a Biyah Chadosha to the Beis HaMikdash, without a re-entering to the Beis HaMikdash, if he comes in, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he doesn't need a new Rechitza to be Memanahim to do Avoid. Just like the Kohen Gadol doesn't need on Yom Kippur a new Minui LaAvoid from the Meikir. Right? That's not a Shaila. There is no Machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, if the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Hedyot, any Kohen, needs a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to make him a Kohen HaEved. Because on that, there's a din bevoyim. A hani lei bevoyim. That Once he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he comes into the Mikdash, he's now Mezumen. The Shaila is only one Shaila. The Shaila is, but every Avodah that you do needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And is there a Yichus between the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that you did when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash and the Kiddush Yadayim and your Avodah that you're doing right now? Rebbe says, Lina Moyelas. Lina Moyelas. Lina Moyelas means that there's a hefsek. There's a hefsek. Just like there's a hefsek called Hesek Hadas. There's a hefsek now from what your Netila was to begin with to this Avoida. Chsara now is in the Avoida. Not a Chsara in the claim. Chsara is in the Avoida. The Avoida is going to be performed Ki'ilu with your Dayim that are not properly washed. Right? That's why the Gemara uses the Shprach Lina. Because it is Lina. The deterioration is in the Rechitza. Just like if a person washes his hands and he changes location. So the Netila is deteriorated. Right? The Netila that you did got deteriorated. Right? When a person goes to sleep, forget Ruach Ra that we discussed. Forget Ruach Ra. There's a concept called Yadayim Esuav Yisein. Yadayim Askoni Yisein. And so now whatever Netila you did before you went to sleep got deteriorated. The Sugis and Kotchim of Hesach Adas Psul Aguf. Yeah? Which means if you Mesich Das, even if no Tumah happened, the fact that there was an opportunity for Tumah to happen, it's called a Psul Aguf. Afilu Miyod, the Gemara says, if you hold Hesach Adas Psul Aguf, Afilu Yod Elio, that there was no tomb, it doesn't matter. They were vulnerable. The vulnerability is so when you have the pasuk of Begishtom, that's teaching you that the rechitza that I did for yesterday's avoda doesn't continue. There's something deteriorated in the rechitza, and that deterioration happened by a new day coming in. That's why it's called a psulina, because it is a deterioration. It's not pshat, it's not a deterioration. It is a deterioration. The deterioration is the fact that there was a new day came in, the old Havoida was over, the old day was over, there was a haschol chadosha here, and that's a deterioration in the Yadayim. It's not a deterioration in the Kohen Oivet. Yeah, between the Yadayim and the Havoida. One is the din that you mezamen the kohen to do avoda, and like we said, the kohen gadol doesn't need it pachlal because he's mezumen voimit. And if you did it when you came into the base, I mean, it stays with you. But that is a different issue. And that's why the Gemara calls it a psulina, because it is a psulina. It is a psulina. Now, there's a concept in Kotchim called moshla bohen ha'oyer. Moshla bohen ha'oyer means that in order for a psulina to be chal, it can't be active. Psulina is chal on that deterioration of psulina is chal when it finds a vacuum. It finds its, this, you understand what I'm saying? It finds it. So if you have an aver, lamash, you have an aver, right? The aver falls off the mizbeach. Okay? In the morning, that aver is posel belina. That aver that falls off the mizbeach is possible lina. But an active aver can't become possible lina. So if you have an aver that's on fire, that's being consumed, during the consumption process, there's no such thing as a psulina. Psulina can only be chal when it's in a state that it's vulnerable to for deterioration. It's only vulnerable for deterioration if there's a vacuum. Rebbe was machadish that a new gisha, that's a vulnerability. The old gisha is over, the new gisha begins. Now, in between the old gisha and the new gisha, even though there wasn't an active esach hadas, Rebbe Elazar ben Shmuel also needed an active esach hadas. According to Rebbe, you don't need an active esach hadas. Zochte de Rambam, but if the coin was oivit straight through, yeah. There was no makom for the lina to be chal. So there is no psulina, Zokta Rambam. Look at the Rambam's lashon. Zokta Rambam, go back to the lashon of Rambam. Zokta Rambam, kiddush yodav hayoyim tzorich lachzor l'kaddish l'mocho. Va'af al pi shelo yoshen, even though he had no active as a chagas, because shayadayim nifselo is pulina. Kiddush balaylo, v'hikdeh achalovim kol halaylo, tzorich lachzor l'kaddish bayoyim v'avoyim tzayoyim. Here the Rambam's talking about a case where you oivit kol halaylo. There was no hefzik in avoyda b'chlal. If there was no hefzik avoyda, Zok the Rambam, there's no mokum for lina to bichal b'chlal. There is no mokum for lina to bichal on the Yadayim. It's no different than Moshe l'behem ha'oyah. Zok the Rambam, the Sanayim mitzvah. That's a new mitzvah. On that, the Gemara says that that's only midrabbonim. That's takanat d'oraisa. The begishtom of the pasuk is only talking about when it was a hefzik from the avodas hayoyim to avodas mochar. Now it's a gisha chadosha. That's the deraisa de galoch. But chi agavnu with avoda went straight through, and the mele there was no mokum for the lina to be chal on it on the deraisa level. Zok the rabba mitzvah lekadesh. That's our gemara. He's pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzvah lekadesh. That's the mitzvah lekadesh. That's a new halacha. That's not altiyan halacha. And that's, if you go through every single part of the sugya from beginning to end, it all stints with this one you say. And that is that there's, like Rabbi Yalei saying, there's two halachas. One halacha is, I come in the Beis Hamikdash, in order for me to be a kohen oved, I need mechitzas mekir. But etzem for that, I only need, every time I come into the Beis Hamikdash, a new beer, I need a new rechitza yadayim rechlayim. Rebbe's also masking to that. And now the Gemara Shak of Atariyah of Begishtam is givaldic. Because we were asking, Avoid Lemak of Kapora, what's going on? Is there a psalina? Is there not a psalina? It's very geshmak now. Since you never left the Beis Hamikdash, so there's no bevoyom. Elamai, there's no yichas to the avoida. This avoida doesn't need the makir. This avoida doesn't need make here. You have what I'm saying? That part of the Gemara also makes sense. What? You're not missing anything. The Bevayom you have. And the only thing you're missing, and this is the L'chore discipline. Now, what was Machriach, the Gemara, to say that has something to do with Psulina? It's very simple. Because the Drasha of Begishtam, Be'etzem, has nothing to do with a new Yom. Has to do with a new avoda. As the pasuk of Begishtam, and the Gemara itself says that, without bevoyom, have amine that every gisha you need, every new avoda have to do with chitzidan. So taka, what's pshat? Al kochach, you have to say that the Torah is saying only a gisha, a paguma needs a new. There's something with the original gisha that got puzzled. Meaning, if you learn it stamadin gisha. Then every new avoda, you should need a new rechitzas yadayim reglay. Elamai als bevoyom, you only need one. Als begishtam, you would be'etzem need every avoda. Comes bevoyom and is megale, no. That even the begishtam is a bevoyom de kahalach. That somehow, legabi, this avoda that I'm about to do, that the rechitzas yadayim reglayim that I did yesterday is pogum for today. That's why the Gemara calls it a psulina. We only find the inyan of psulina by deterioration. This is a deterioration. It's a deterioration in the kiddush yadayim reglayim. In other words, something that's oimid, the Gemara talks about something that's oimid la'achila that has that kind of deterioration of psulina of ibutzuha. In Rechitzes, Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, deterioration is a new Gisha. The original Gisha is staled. It's a Ptaka Psulina. So L'chaira, this really gets us out of all the Nekudas that we had, including last week and the week before. All the problems that we had, this L'chaira is Miyashiv. Okay, we're going to start him in Hashem next week. Yitzia. Bekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The sugi over here on Amud Beis. And I'm just going to give you a couple of my makomos. If you can look up the Rambam, Perek Hei Hilchos Klei Hamikdash, Halacha Dalid, Hey Vav, and Ches, and look at the Kesef Mishnah here in Halacha Dalid. So again, that's in Bias Mikdash. And also, I assume the Olam has access to Avi Ezri. If you don't, we'll put it up. We'll put it up. The Avi Ezri is in Perek Hei Halacha Dalid in Bias Mikdash. We'll put that up. And there's an etziv in the Moreh Mesodah here on the Gemara. On Yutes Amid Beis. There's also Beis Halevi in Simen Hei. You know, this Rabbi Ari, I'll give this to be put up, okay? Beis Halevi and Avi Ezri, we'll put it up online. The Rambam was in Bias Mikdash. Perek Hei. Halacha Dalid, Hei, Vav, and Ches. And Kesef Mishnah is on Halacha Dalid.
The same way the Mizmeir explains.